Man, we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight in Vancouver, all my real fans.
Yo, welcome to another episode of Sipping on a 40. Yes, Sipping on a 40. My name, Kyle Bowen. And you can find this program on the Nux Misconduct Network. Yes, the Nux Misconduct Network. Yes, the Nux Misconduct Network. Four shows. Yes, four shows with one swipe, one tap. Boom, bam, you make your hockey life a little bit better. Yes, a little bit better. Okay, the Nux Misconduct Network, I guess you could say we give you the little things. The little things in your hockey life. It is what it is. Four shows, one swipe, one tap. Vancouver, how's it going? The sun, right? The sun is looking beautiful. I mean, Mother Nature, you really brought it. We appreciate what you've done for us on this Sunday, okay? Give her one of those. You didn't have to do it, but you chose to do it. 2020, a write-off for a lot of people, rightfully so. 2020, a non-write-off. This is the time to get to work for a lot of people. 2020, just bizarre. I mean, it was really looking as if the West Coast of Canada was about to experience a really, really, really great summer. And I was, again, gearing up for that. Yes, gearing up for that. I said, fuck it. It's 2020. If it's going to look like this for the majority of the summer, so be it. So be it. And that's ugly. That's ugly. I can't mess with that. Look, I get it. Vancouver right, Surrey right, Burnaby right, Abbotsford right. You know, all the little cities. We're used to it, right? We embrace the gray. Raincouver, Rain City, that's just a part of us. But rain in June, July, and August is, it's ugly. It's ugly. It is not necessary. And I need my people, my city to have more sunlight, okay? So Mother Nature, another one. Straight up, another one. Don't do what's wrong, please. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. Vancouver. Kyle Bowen talking to you. K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N-A. This is a hockey podcast, right? We're supposed to be talking about hockey. And that's what we're going to do right now, okay? First off, just posted a blog on NuxMisconduct.com. Go check it out. Sipping on a coffee. Called it Never Missing Naslund. And to be honest, that's the only reason I'm here behind the mic. Well, there's a couple reasons, okay? We own the equipment. We're at the Posted Up Studios. We can make episodes whenever we want, okay? Whenever. And the other reason is, yeah, the inspiration that some of this writing has given me. And it does start from Marcus Naslund. I mean, here's a dude that sparked a generation of Canucks fans. Here's a dude, a Swedish dude, who made more people in tune with the city of Vancouver. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Marcus Naslund did a lot for a lot of people from the city. For a long period of time, he was the best Canuck ever. He put on a show. And that's minus a long playoff run, of course. But hey, he put on a show for quite some time. Yet over a decade ago, when he left to the New York Rangers, it just felt as if it didn't even matter. It felt as if another second-line winger moved off of one team and moved on to another. But it wasn't just any other second-line player. It was Marcus Naslund. At the time of departure, the all-time leader in points. Just that whole time of his career as a Canuck was bizarre. Last game as a Canuck, nobody gives a fuck about Naslund. All the love to Trevor Linden. Then Nonis gets fired and Naslin's ex-agent becomes the GM. That same agent decides to move off of Naslin. And just like that, the best Canuck of all time during that time is gone to New York. And he only played, what, 1 year of that two-year deal that he signed? Was it a two-year deal? I think so. I may be wrong. It's just Kyle Bowen talking to you, okay? K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. I was a young chap back then when that happened. And again, I'll be honest. From what I remember around that time, I didn't really care. And that's somewhat surprising because Naslin was that dude, again, who sparked my interest into the game of hockey. If it isn't for him, do I fuck with the Canucks? Am I watching the NHL? Who knows? Who knows? Straight up. Why didn't I care? Why don't I still care? There could be one reason, and this reason probably holds a ton of weight. We mentioned it earlier. All right, no playoff success. Yes, Naslin was here for a long time, but no long playoff runs. And when we talk about long playoff runs, that's when we really, really start talking about legacy and having an impact. How much legacy will there be of Marcus Naslin 10, 15, 20 years from now? How far does he get buried when a crop of players have another run to the Stanley Cup? When a crop of players actually win a Stanley Cup for Vancouver? How did this turn into a bashing of Marcus Naslin? Look, when I started talking about this in the blog and decided to talk about it behind a mic, I thought it was going to go somewhere else. I'm just trying to connect the dots. Why don't a lot of people, and I should really just be talking to myself, I'm just going to assume, do the illegal, and assume that there's more of you out there. Why are people like me not respecting Naslin more, especially for what he did for the community, especially for what he did for my site? Again, the spark plug. The spark plug without Naslin is Kyle Bowen talking behind this mic. Do I have to get my stuff in order? All right. Do I have to look at my moral compass and realize a few things? Probably. Because I'm dishing out a ton of bullshit. That's what it sounds like. There's no justification for me not really having any respect or any real admiration for Marcus Naslin. For, again, the guy brought me into the game. The city's been fortunate, yo. The city, in some regard, has been fortunate when it comes to star players, right? Right? Straight up. I mean, there was definitely a part there in the Sedins' tenure towards the end where they definitely weren't stars anymore. But for the most part, since Naslin, you know, made Kyle Bowen and a few others Canucks fans, the Canucks have had elite talent. Elite talent. We're talking top tier. Some of the best players in the league during specific seasons and eras played in Vancouver. Yet there's no Stanley Cup. There's no Stanley Cup. And this is another reason, okay? Another reason to embrace the fake, I guess. Right? Beat Paul Fenton. Paul Fenton's executive produced. I know he's not there anymore. But beat his executive produced franchise, the Minnesota Wild. That's got to happen. Where is this going? Do we end the episode here? One more thing. Yes, one more thing. I'm about to call out a friend of the program. Trigbeard. Tanbeard. What's going on, man? What's going on? How can you talk that much shit? And I know it's just one tweet, but it's just powerful, okay? How can you How can you talk that much shit about Tony Gallagher? That's some disrespect, man. Okay, Tony Gallagher is one of the city's gifts. Let's be real and let's be honest. Any market of any kind would be fortunate, yes, fortunate to have that voice, that vocabulary, and that cadence to be a part of their conversation. Let's be real, let's be honest. How do you tweet out Tony G is an idiot? What does he know? Come on. Come on. Do better. Do better. I don't know if you're trolling. Okay, I don't understand that dialect or that thought process and that stage of evolution in which one becomes a troll. But hey, I would put a lot more respect on the now Hall of Famer. Look, a lot of elite don't come out of the city, right? A lot of elite. And when I talk about, you know, the world of entertainment and sports, we're not really a city of champions. And look, I'm gonna hold myself back, okay? What are you talking about in the world of entertainment? I was about to talk out of my ass there. And that's when you know it's time to slow down the roll and get off this episode. You want more Tony G talk, Canucks conversation, not part of the network, but great people. Great people. They just uploaded an episode. Yes, an episode with Tony Gallagher and Harmon Dial called The Past, The Present, and The Future. I do believe it was definitely the talking point of the weekend for Vancouver sports. Great conversation, and it's always a pleasure. Yes, always a pleasure getting to hear Tony G talk. Okay, when he starts to do his little media run before the Hall of Fame nod, the ceremony, it will be must listen radio because the cadence, the voice, straight up. Yo, it would be nice to see a sit down or listen to a long sit down with Tony G and Matt Sakaris. That's what the city needs. And you need to listen to this episode of the Canucks Conversation, the past, the present, and future. Yes, the city needs it. Especially before the NHL comes back. And it's most likely coming back. Who knows? All over the place. But we could be talking about real hockey in a month. That will be something. My name, Kyle Bowen, KYLEBHAWAN. That was Sipping on a 40. Go check out the rest of the network. Who knows who Nick Bondi has on this week on Power of the Towel, but he's had some really, really deep conversations with some of the best from the city. A couple weeks ago, Andrew Wadden, great conversation, a lot of depth there. And then he had Rob Fay last week. So go check it out, Power of the Towel, Silky and Filthy on Thursday, the quickie, fastest hockey show in the world. We don't know when it's coming back, but Trevor Beggs, busy man right now, busy man. Big news coming out of the Beggs household. It'll be back soon. All love, one love. Hey, hope you're doing well. One love again. Peace out. That's all I have. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace. Straight.